Testing. Don, you just returned from, I guess, 3 days in Jonestown, and I'm just curious as to what your impressions are, of course, maybe what the most outstanding feature of Jonestown is to you, and how you might want to describe that to our listeners.
It's difficult to describe Jonestown from an overall point of view because it is so phenomenal, literally, and because our disciplines of description, sociology and psychology and anthropology, are all vocabularies for describing either inferior, what are considered inferior historical cultures, such as pre-literate groups, or large national cultures which have a different ideology, such as a communist China. But these disciplines and their vocabularies were never designed to describe very radical human community innovation of a size that is really ideal, a so-called, what you might call a control, 1,000 to 1,200 people, much smaller than a nation, but much larger than a transient neighborhood population. Here the people are space-bound, you might say. They're all together in a wilderness, and so you have a pristine conditions for measuring and judging and looking. But the only problem is that the interaction of the people and the small institutions of Jonestown and the motivation of the people and the personal stories of the population are such that taken together they are so superior, the result is so unexpected, I use the word superior, the result is so unexpected and so radical as to leave the viewer, the social scientist, at a disadvantage. He's used to imposing a vocabulary, after all, on other cultures from a superior point of view, whether that's admitted or not. Here, it's as if you were going to another planet and being introduced as a scientist and being asked to describe a culture in which, in human terms and in terms of ingenuity and resourcefulness and creativity, is so superior to the scientist's own culture that it becomes an act of vanity to attempt to use traditional concepts to encompass this kind of experiment. So the honest thing to do, I think, is to say that we're reminded here, as we are by other events, some of them terrible, such as elements of the Holocaust and so forth, that we have misunderstood human nature and we have not begun to redefine it sufficiently so as to really understand this. But it creates a sense of awe, and you can only go feel your way along, go blindly, and silence some of the rhetoric that you use to explain away these events, to try to see the relationship between the phenomenal material power that a group act of will has created, just the work, the intensive work, the relationship between that and a population, many of whom, it's my opinion, were not only considered non-entities, that is obvious, and I've read some of the oral histories, but I question whether a large number of them would not be not only perhaps ill physically or in institutions such as state prison. I know there are a lot of young people who in America are in a groove heading towards a state prison, who here are making a large contribution. In my opinion, actually dead. That there would be a large number of these people actually dead, and I wouldn't question if some by suicide. Mm-hmm. And so when we're used to explaining growth and the civilizing process as a matter of progress, of slow adaptations that lead to other adaptations. But more and more in the 20th century, it appears that when change comes, it comes like lightning. Although there may be a long period of preparation, or there may be a readiness, but that's just words, because you can't see that. But whether it be the Holocaust, or whether it be the Chinese Revolution, or whether it be Jonestown, but Jonestown is on a measurable scale. It is like lightning. There's a core of will, of love, of will, of a life force there, which comes out of a community, a large, many members of which are starting from scratch in terms of their own image and identity as far as the outside world goes, so that there's a kind of a birth process there. You know, you have to reach for biblical phrases like a new heaven, a new earth to suggest it. And so at this point, just having been there 4 days, I'm very much using borrowed phrases and
rather eloquent volcanoes, right?
Yeah, but they're not authentic. That the social scientists of the world will be beating a path to Jonestown within the next decade if enough monographs get out.
Don, tell me, what's your favorite part of Jonestown? Thank you for that beautiful description, that eloquent description, but what is your favorite part of Jonestown, the community that you enjoyed while you were there?
Oh, I think the open forum. I mean, because you know, you couldn't see everything being built. You just see the mute testimony to that much work, and it's awesome. But the open forum is at a level that you can see just that evening with people singing and putting on some very good street theater, I must say, and the guerrilla theater, as it's called, and some wildly energetic singing, and some very, very humorous, I thought, too. And all in all, tremendous feeling and joy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you get to spend some time at the nursery? I know you...
I did. I know, stemming aware of that age very much now, of 3 to 5, and but all the teachers, the ratio of students to teachers, you cannot find that anywhere. And the environment, I talked to the teachers too, and it's as if these teachers at Jonestown, and almost everyone, as you talk to people, find out what their task is, and then you talk to them, and they seem to be people who have been extremely sensitized by life experiences and who managed, probably by treading water, with hanging on to the people's temple at some point in their career, mm-hmm. managed to not only remain intact and to reorganize their energies and their original talents, but then to come out of it much stronger. Now, that's the amazing thing of the strength coming through the weakness, or the strength coming through the vulnerability, a kind of supple, adaptive strength, which we're not used to measuring. We're used to measuring hard hats pounding things and skyscrapers going mm-hmm. up and so forth. This is something different, and it is it's as unexpected as putting the throttle backward when the airplane breaks the sound barrier. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the reverse of what you'd been taught. So I make that little detour to, because I talk to the teachers and they're pretty frank about where their philosophy comes from, mm-hmm. their educational philosophy, and it's not an unheard of philosophy. I was familiar with it, but what you don't see is the kind of commitment and the kind of context for it that I saw in the nursery there, and indeed in the hospital and in the kitchen and everywhere one might go.
We'll have to, listeners will have to excuse the barking in the background. We're at home, and Don is just finishing his meal, and he's going to be leaving shortly, we're sad to say. Just one more question, Don, and then that will be all. If there was a lesson, if you want to call it a lesson, that might be learned from the Jonestown, just from what is happening in Jonestown, for people that are not living there in the community, how would you describe it, if there is such a lesson or something that might be learned from Jonestown?
Well, it certainly, I think, powerfully reinforces the growing awareness that broke over in all thoughtful people with the Holocaust and then later at Hiroshima, that we have misunderstood everything. And we have to start over at ground level. And we are flying blind. And we have to throw away these old compasses, which have led to sort of super-industrial power, but human disaster, the 20th century. And survival is going to somehow depend on that kind of radical gamble, of which Jonestown is the unparalleled example. And it's an existential town, and to study it requires some courage too, I would think. You just have to shut up inside and stand open and let that stimuli and that information pour in and organize it later.
Kind of, there's a lot. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Don. It's been a pleasure. It has been a great pleasure to have you here with us this week.